This is VOA News. I'm Patel. U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in Nashville for a final showdown before Election Day. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
As he arrived in Tennessee, the president told supporters the race is in the final stretch.
We have another 12 days after this, and I do have a feeling you've seen what's happening in the polls, right?
National polls show him trailing Biden, making tonight's debate one of his last big chances to change the race. Some aides are urging the president to put Biden in the spotlight and be less aggressive than in the first debate, the most chaotic in memory. There will be a mute function designed to cut down on interruptions and allow each candidate 2 uninterrupted minutes at the start of each topic. As Biden left for Nashville,
hopefully he's going to play by the rules.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The European Union imposed sanctions on the head of Russia's military intelligence and one other official on Thursday and said they were responsible for a computer hacking attack on Germany's parliament in 2015.